both of you connected.
Okay, the first thing I did is I connected to the to your All-Star node, because you weren't connected to us. I wanted to know how you made out with the field day. And then when I tried to bring up 9029, it come up, but it's not registering on the 517. So I said, well, okay, I'll just bring up 9300. So once I brought up 9300, then both boards were working there. Over. Correction on that. All three boards were flashing up here. The Canada Hub, your board, and the third dashboard there.
Complete system reboot on everything, the internet and the whole works. So I don't usually have any more of these problems with the internet. Haven't had them for a long time though. But you never know. Could be a new problem come up and causing me issues. So I just break there so you can copy, maybe disconnect and reconnect to 9300. Over.
Yeah, okay. Did you say you want me to disconnect from 9300?
And reconnect up there to see if the connection gets any better there for you. Back to you.
Yeah, very good. Will do. One Echo Papa Portable disconnecting from 9300 momentarily. Okay, very good there, Randy. We've disconnected and reconnected to 9300. Want to give me another QSO there and see if you cut out after 1 minute.
Yeah, copy that email and find business. Yeah, I was just commenting before that part that you missed there, that next thing for me to do here is do a complete reset on all my network here. Maybe something slowed down someplace, there's packet loss, I don't know. But, you know, it usually would be just packet loss. It wouldn't be just loss of, you know, a whole end of a QSO or something like that. Did you get the, when I was talking to you about all the flooding in Regina there. Hopefully this is long enough. Over.
Yeah, I was going to say they also had a major earthquake in Afghanistan too this morning. I got a tweet on that. Yeah, your 44 seconds was solid. Like I said, it was probably at my end. The internet connection at my end. We'll see how it goes, plays along. I'm still looking at, where am I here? Let me go up here. Okay, now it's showing that Hams over IP has been reconnected, so, and that is connected. No, that's not connected there. Stand by, Henry. Randy.
problem. B5RJM, standing by.
Yeah, the hands over IP is working, but the IRLP or the DMR bridge is down for the Canada hub. Okay, I send Adrian a message there on single, so we should be able to, or on session, I guess. I keep forgetting what it is. The amazing stuff, though, going over abroad is that we now have direct flights from Halifax to Amsterdam, over there in the UK, and that they're all direct flights there now. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you know, I don't know how long it would be, but I'm guessing it's quite a long time, 12 to 15 hours anyways, probably somewhere in there, for us here to even if it was a direct flight, you know, it's quite a distance over there. So, you know, lots of times, you know, I don't know if I'd survive. I said last transmission when he said I cut out there, I didn't think I'd survive the trip there. I guess I'd have no choice once I'm up in the air, but man, I tell you, it wouldn't be easy on me flying. And I'd feel like I'd be claustrophobic a bit there and floating in the sky in a tin can. And of course, you know, I can barely survive the 5.5 hours to Mexico there up in the air. I don't know, it's just, I don't know, I'm a smoker too, so I go through a lot of nicotine gum on these flights. My jaws are pretty sore by the time I get to where I'm going. But it's worthwhile afterwards, you know, it's very nice. I've never had a bad vacation, let's put it that way, when I went over that way. But I've never been overseas. Over.
Yeah, just stand by there, Randy. I'll lock you back in a few seconds. Sorry, I'm just looking up something there. Over.
Yeah, no problem. Seemed like you got that whole transmission there. B5RJM is monitoring.
B5RJM, one Echo Papa. Yeah, it's a 6-hour flight from Halifax to London, and it's like 1,500 kcs. Over.
Yeah, it's a lot more for us here, and a lot longer, that's for sure. So, yeah, nice that you have the direct flights there now, and all that, so makes a big difference, you know, and it's a lot less stressful when it's a direct flight, you know, maybe get first class there and spread your legs there a little bit, relax, recliner chair, because you got more room, and it goes by fairly quickly there, so yeah, it's like, I suppose, I think you said, what, 6 hours or something like that, which is kind of like similar going from our QTH here to Mexico, so it's 5.5.
Yeah, very good. I'm just looking from Halifax to Calgary. I think it's almost a 7-hour journey as well.
Well, I thought it was a lot longer than that, actually. That seems low. So, but still, for us here, we'd have to hop the plane here and then hop to Calgary or whatever, and then go. So you add maybe another couple hours there for the flight. The flight's a little over, well, about 45 minutes, actually, the flight is, but by the time you get through checkout and everything, it's about an hour and a half, 2 hours over.
Yeah, from Halifax to Calgary, it's a 6-hour flight, and about 1,000 KC. I'm sure I'd get a better seat than that, but a single flight. I better start collecting my copper money, over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I take it that you're looking at flights. How many hours is it to Australia from your location? I'd be kind of interested. Back to you. Come back when you